I think what amazed me, comparing it with American television, was that I'd always thought that the tendency was with America to be much more free and easy and more individualistic, shall we say. Mm-hmm. When I got over there, I came to the conclusion I was completely wrong, because you seem to be much more, and this makes the point I made earlier, much more, shall we say, union-minded than we were. The chance of anybody making headway in the broadcasting system in America was you had to be in the union. If you weren't, you hadn't a hope. Mm-hmm. Well, now, the BBC was prepared to take anybody and train them. They hadn't got to be, and they needn't even be in a union. Mm-hmm. So it was quite a surprise to me to find that that was the case. And another thing, if I may just put this, which is perhaps sounding terribly insular from an Englishman, I was so surprised at the way in which, in conversation with people, I would find that they were wanting to try and find out what other people thought of them. Now, I wouldn't bother two hoots about what somebody else thought about me, provided I thought I was doing a decent job myself. I would say, well, that's good enough, so to speak. But I was very conscious of, almost as if you were looking over your shoulder to see what X or Y was thinking what I was doing. Now, is that a fault? Do you think it's not a characteristic of the American? That's the impression I got, and remember, I was only there for 5 weeks examining it.
I'm not sure I know.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Well, that was the sort of general impression I got there.